like definitions and all that?
For underneath the bridge, Egemog and Reach, yeah. So I couldn't put it down. It didn't go on here, but I can show you what was confirmed. If I can find it here.
The fellow over here at Long Island lived on Long Rube Doughty. He told me one time he was up there in his vessel and had his dories out.
In Egemog and Reach.
Yeah.
What was the name of the boat?
Alice Doughty.
The Alice Doughty.
Alice M. one at Sanford.
Yeah.
Rube told me that.
Yeah, probably was the Alice first, the little Alice.
That must have been, that was the little Alice. Yeah. That was before my time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is a poor chart here, but this was Rockland.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Blue Hill, this is Penobscot Bay, and these black spots are cod and haddock spawning areas, where they caught right cod and haddock.
Yeah.
Well, there's the Bucksport, this is Fort Point Ledge here.
Off the river.
Yeah, you can see the Bucksport Bridge from there. And there was bottom all along that Cape Rosa shore.
Yeah.
Is this?
No, this is a different one. But this here is, we'll give you Griffith's head now. You probably have talked about the country.
Just a little meal.
Up off of Griffith's head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all there's out. And there's Griffith's head. Don't they get them way up in here, too?
That's good, right here.
Nobody's told me that.
Well, I don't know. I know that David Gilnett is just right up in there. But
they have Wisconsin.
And here's some cookies.
Bay.
And, oh yeah, here we are.
We saw what the fish we got that day. Like pool.
And that's something in you, huh?
Yeah.
Way up in that river.
Yeah.
So
when my father first broke in, he fished with Ira Tupper.
Who was your father, Tim?
Eddie Ames.
Yeah,
Skinner.
Yeah, sure.
A lot of Ames on the Tinnitus, ain't they?
Huh?
But a few Ames on the Tinnitus.
What have become of Gordon Ames?
Gee, I don't know. The only relative I had on the Tinnitus that was on from my line of Ameses was Keith Ames.
No, I never knew him.
And Stuart and
you think Keith is gone now?
Yeah. I think he had a heart attack.
He was in the Navy too for a while, wasn't he, Keith?
I think so.
Did you get some coffee or tea yet? What would you like?
No, I'd love a cup of coffee. But they, there's between Isle of Hull and Monhegan, there's between 125 and 150 square miles of cod and haddock spawning ground, just in that one general area.
Did anybody ever say that the fish spawned at sea level?
Yes.
I never seen many spawn fish there, ever. Maybe it was too late when we fished there. I fished there once in a while in May, but then again it would be late June for the haddock come again. We get the other spring fish there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember ever getting any spawn, maybe one or two like that.
Well, Bernard's father, Alton, Bernard told me that he and his father would catch right fish in the middle of the winter there.
And is that right?
Clarence had a spot, up to the north of the tow head, there's a 50 fathom deep hole. Just a hole, and nobody ever told it. That was his secret haddock hole. And they would pick him up on Sunken Seal Island, is where they caught the spawn fish. Was on that. Yeah. And we always used to pick up a haddock on in between 3 fathom and. And the island, right in that, got in there.
Yeah.
But there weren't many of them that were ripe fish. And the same was around Malcolm's on the western side.
Yeah. It was a place to the west of the bull.
Sure.
Of the bull-lighted buoy, too, that used to call in there. That's about the west. you know, to west, to the west. There's another little hole, you know, now they can tow everywhere now, to the northwest of the Seal Island tow. Very narrow tow, you couldn't turn around in there. We should get headed in there, so. Not spawn headed.
No.
You know, but the time of the year that I fished down there mainly, the spawn was all done anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it was for me for most of it around there too. And the inside stuff, the younger fellows my age, very few of them ever saw much of it because it was pretty well gone.